Thank you for downloading this Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast from your knowledge partner, CoracleOnline.com and Crossbar FX for February 7th, 2011. The US dollar ended the week on a positive note, despite a mixed jobs report. Only 36,000 non-farm payroll jobs were added to the economy last month, which was much lower than expected, but the jobless rate decreased from 9.4% to 9% overall. Job creation is very much alive, and beyond the blizzards and poor weather, the expectation is for construction, for example, to pick up some of the slack. US manufacturing had its strongest report since 2004, but at present growth rates there is nothing which seems to be able to create or support the expected GDP advances of 3%+ forecast for 2011. Employment figures need to be in the hundreds of thousands for that to happen. In the meantime, interest rates are going nowhere, and factory orders on Friday will help clear the picture for the US economy. The euro fell sharply last week after Trichet tempered expectations of a rate rise in near term for the eurozone after their latest ECB meeting. Elsewhere, commodity-based currencies found strength as the ongoing turmoil in Egypt boosted raw material prices. Sterling surged to a three-month high against the US dollar this week as traders increased their bets that there will be a near-term rise in UK interest rates. Expectations that the Bank of England would raise rates to stem inflationary pressures on the UK economy were given a boost as surveys revealed a sharp rebound in manufacturing, services and construction sectors. This forecast-beating data fuels the idea that the contraction in Q4 was a one-off and that fears of stagflation are unfounded. What do you think? Why not leave a comment on currencypodcasts.com? Thanks for listening.